Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're in the midst of a lesson called Jesus the Great Physician. And the text for this lesson is Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. And so you might want to turn in your Bibles and be reading that over while I introduce the Radio Bible School to the radio audience. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And our teacher is E.A. Elam, who wrote Sunday school lessons years ago that were used by the churches. And we're currently looking at a Sunday school lesson written for November the 5th, 1922, entitled Jesus the Great Physician. And the text is Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. This is that time that they brought that man that was sick of the palsy unto Jesus and let him down through the roof. And Jesus said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." And then to demonstrate that he had the power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man that was sick of the palsy, "Arise, take up thy bed, and walk." And of course, the man was able to do so. Jesus was a healer of physical ailments while he was walking on this earth, and he remains the healer of spiritual ailments to this day. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Matthew chapter 8 and verse 17. "He took our infirmities and bare our diseases." The devotional reading is Isaiah chapter 63, verses 7 through 14. The prophet said, "I will make mention of the loving kindness of Jehovah and the praises of Jehovah according to all that Jehovah hath bestowed upon us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. For he said, Surely they are my people, children that will not deal falsely. So he was their Savior. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them, and carried them all in the days of old. But they rebelled, and grieved his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to their enemy, and himself sought against them. And he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, Where is he that brought them out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit in the midst of them, that caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses, that divided the waters before them, to make himself an everlasting name, that led them through the depths as a horse in the wilderness, so that they stumbled not, as the cattle that go down to the valley? The Spirit of Jehovah caused them to rest. So didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name." Let me read the introduction to this. And the introduction is Jesus in the home. After a preaching tour through all Galilee, Jesus entered again into Capernaum after many days. That is, when the excitement created over his many miracles of healing and casting out demons had quieted down. We have already seen that he could not enter into the city, but remained without in desert places, Mark 1 and verse 45. He now entered quietly into Capernaum, for it was noised or reported or rumored that he was in the house. The margin says, at home. Now, Jesus had no home of his own. We read in the book of Matthew, in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 20, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the heaven have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. We read again back to Elam's notes here. Let's see, Jesus had no home as his own, but he dwelt in Capernaum, Matthew 4 and verse 13, in a house occupied by some friend, probably Peter, Mark 1 and verse 29, as at Bethany his home was with Lazarus and his sisters. How can we have Jesus in our homes? Read that question again. How can we have Jesus in our homes? What a blessing it is to have him make his home with us. If our hearts are clean and pure, Christ will delight to dwell in them. We can tell how he would treat Jesus if he were here on earth as he was then, by the way we treat the poorest, humblest, and weakest of his disciples. Let me read to you again from Matthew chapter 25 and verse 31 through 46 to remind us of how we ought to treat others. It says, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the angels with him, then shall he sit on the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all the nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd separateth the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and ye gave me meat to eat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry and fed thee, or athirst and gave thee drink? And when saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? And when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye did it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on his left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into eternal fire, which is prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and ye did not give me to eat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they answer, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not unto one of the least of these, ye did it not unto me. And these shall go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into everlasting life. As I was reading that last paragraph from Elam's notes under the introduction of Christ in the home, I read this question, how can we have Jesus in our homes? This reminded me of a book that I have on my shelf in my library that was written by Robert R. Taylor. And the title of that book is Christ in the Home. And in introducing this book, I want to read to you a portion of what he wrote in the first chapter. And in introducing this book, he has several passages of scripture that pertain to this. The first one is Psalm 101 and verse 2. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. The second, Psalm 127 in verse 1. Except the Lord build thy house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman walketh but in vain. In Mark 1, verses 29 through 31, we read, "And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand, and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them." Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. "Now it came to pass, as they went, he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which was also set at Jesus' feet, and hearing his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? And bid her therefore that she help me. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken from her." And then Luke 19, verses 5 through 6, and in verse 9, "Zacchaeus made haste, and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down, and received him joyfully. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come into this house, forasmuch as he also is a son of Abraham." Those passages I just read are passages that describe the times when Jesus visited homes. How do we have Jesus in our home? And would we really want Jesus to come to our home? I wonder what he would say if he came into our home. Would we have to hide the material we were reading? Would we hope he would not see what we were watching on TV or see some of the videos that we might have had on the shelf? Would we have to be careful what we had in the refrigerator or in the cabinets and hide them from him? You know, he knows all these things. Would we welcome Jesus into our home or would we fear him? Our homes have many troubles. But I tell you, the way to solve the problems in our homes is to bring Jesus into the home and to bring Christ into the home. And the way that we do that is for every individual in that home to bring Christ into their hearts. Just think how blessed and happy a home would be if the head of that household, the father of that home, was a praying, Bible-reading, church-growing, gospel-living Christian. And then the mother of that home did the same thing. And the mother and father taught that to their children so that they understood from an early age that there is a God in heaven to whom they must be accountable, and that teaches us how we ought to behave and conduct ourselves, not only toward our family members, but before all that are in the world. What if this had gone on for generations, where there's a great heritage of Bible reading and Bible study, and particularly Bible reading from the home? If every member of that home would turn to Christ, then we could say this is a Christian home. The turmoils that come about in our homes and the divorce rates and the betrayal and the heartaches come because of the devil in the home. He is always trying to work that which is evil. But we chase the devil out of our homes just like an unclean spirit is demanded to go out of a man that is possessed with the devil. So our homes, if the devil's in our home, can be chased away if we will bring Christ into the home. In the next class, I want to read to you some of the first chapter that Robert Taylor wrote in his book, Christ in the Home. And then we turn to our normal studies coming out of Elam's notes, and return to that subject of Jesus, the great physician. So you be listening for that school bell, and when you hear that, make sure you tune in and get your Bibles and enjoy this study with us.